The book of Joshua, chapter number 10. Verse number 1, I'm going to read. I got lengthy reading here, so if you have trouble tonight standing, amen, it'll be all right if you aren't able to. Now it came to pass, when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai, had utterly destroyed it, and as he had done to Jericho and her king, and so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai. And all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore Adonizedek, the king of Jerusalem, sent into Hoam, king of Hebron, and into Piram, king of Jarmuth, and into Japhi, king of Lachish, and into Debir, king of Eglon, saying, "Come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel." Therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon, and made war against it. Will you go to verse number 8? And the Lord said unto them, unto Joshua, "Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not be a man of them stand before thee. Go to verse 16. Amen. But these five kings fled and hid themselves in a cave at Makkedah. And it was told unto Joshua, saying, "These five kings are found hid in a cave." And Joshua said, "Roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave, and set men by it for to keep them. And stay ye not, but pursue after your enemies, and smite them to the hindmost of them. Suffer them not to enter into their cities, for the Lord your God hath delivered them into your hand." And it came to pass, when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities. And all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makkedah in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. And then Joshua opened the mouth of the cave, "Open the mouth of the cave, bring out those five kings unto me. Bring out unto me out of the cave." And they did so, and brought forth those five kings unto him out of the cave: the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass, when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and unto all the captains of the men of war, which went with him, "Come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings." And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said unto them, "Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight." And afterward Joshua smote them and slew them and hanged them on five trees. And they were hanging upon the trees until the evening. And it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the trees and cast them into a cave wherein they had been hid, and laid great stones in the cave's mouth, which remain until this very day. Would you lift your hands this way and ask the Holy Ghost to help me here tonight? Lord, I praise you.
Oh, God, touch him, Lord.
God, I love you, God.
I
thank you, Lord. God, I need the Holy Ghost of heaven to come down. Lord, and touch me. Lord, anoint me, God. Stand beside me one more time. God, I don't want to preach. Would you please do the preaching? Lord, anoint me with that Holy Ghost of heaven. In Jesus' name, touch every heart and life. In Jesus' name, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. I tell you, amen, I've wrestled, amen, seemed like all day, and in the service just kind of felt like I was wrestling with the enemy just a little bit. Amen, maybe you all, amen, I thought, Brother Painter, you had a hold of it, you could have went on. Amen, but I'm just going to deliver what God's given me. Yes. Amen, and see what happens here. I thought, God here deals, amen, with Joshua about going in and possessing the land. And Joshua had already conquered Ai and Achan. And these five kings got together and designed a plan, amen, to come up against God's people. Do you know the devil is always trying to come up with something, amen, to hinder God's people, amen. But if God tells us to possess the land, amen, we can go in and take the land, amen. We have power over the devil tonight. Amen. He took Jerusalem, which means a holy city, the city of peace, Zion. Amen. He took Hebron, which means the Hebrew place. He took Lachish, which means one who walks or exits of himself. He took Eglon, which means a heifer or a chariot. He also took Jarmuth, which means fearing, seeing noun or death. Amen. I have felt the enemy come into our services. Amen. And he is trying, amen, his best. Amen. To hinder God's people. I've seen it time after time. I thought my pastor told me many years ago. He said, anytime that the Lord tries to move, you can mark it down, the enemy, amen, will stick his head up, amen, and try his best to destroy everything that God has built up. I thought when God gave me this message, I felt like he dealt with me about five kings to preach to you, amen, that's hindering the church nowadays. Amen. The first king I'd like to talk to you about, it's already been hit on by my wife and some others, amen, but I want to talk to you about the king of fear. Amen. Do you know that there, amen, is a king of fear? Amen. I have felt it in our movement. I've seen it come into our movement. Amen. I've seen it grab a hold of people, amen, and try its best, amen, to try to discourage, amen, try to put fear in the hearts of Christians. Amen. He done it to the apostles. Amen. Why would we think that he wouldn't try it to us? Amen. But I want to let you know, amen, that spirit of fear is not from God. Amen. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I'm telling you tonight, God gave Joshua the victory over these kings. And I feel like tonight that God is going to give us the victory over some kings that's been plaguing, that's been coming against the children of God. Oh, I'm going to feel better about preaching this here in a minute. Amen. The second, I'm going to try not to hold you too long, but I'm not making no promises tonight. Amen. You know, I think most of you are here for the right reason. And so I think we're just going to go ahead and have a revival, if that's all right. And I'll just say this, I think you're all here for the right reason. Amen. Maybe I didn't say that right, Brother Jason. Amen. You know, I'm trying to use a little more wisdom the older I get. Amen. I feel like everybody's here for the right reason tonight or he wouldn't be here. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, this second king I want to talk to us about is the king of doubt. Amen. Do you know that there is a king, amen, that is trying to plague the church, amen, to doubt what God's doing? Amen. No doubt if he could, he would make Brother Jason doubt the promises that he's got. If he could, he would make us doubt our brother and our sister. If he could, he would make us doubt each other. And I'm telling you, if it was possible, he would even make us doubt God. But I want to tell you tonight, amen, we can have victory over that king of doubt. Hallelujah. I thought, amen, we said it the other night. You all were in the service where God healed, amen, a woman. And God used Brother Noah Phillips. And the first thing Brother Noah Phillips said was, fear and doubt, get out of here. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, I feel like fear and doubt has came into this church tonight. And I'm not to tell it, it's leaving. In the name of Jesus, you gotta go. I said you gotta go. God's given us power over the power of fear and the power of doubt. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
These next two I want to spend a little more time on. Yeah. Amen, if I can. This third king I'd like to talk to you about is the king of oppression. Now some of you, amen, are a lot brighter than I am and have been in this a lot longer than I have. And so if you want to fill me in on something, amen, I'll sure listen to you, okay? I'm not a preacher trying to act like he knows everything. Amen, but I want to tell you, I don't know exactly how long ago it's been, Brother Jason. If I could pinpoint it, I would say 5 to 6 years ago. And I think, amen, God, amen, has let me go out on the field to tell some churches this. But I felt something come into our movement, amen, 5, 6 or so years ago. Amen, it came in. And right in the middle of our services, there will be oppression that tries its best to set up in our services and try to hinder God's services. Amen, but I want to tell you, amen, it may have plagued our churches for a while, and there may have been some that's given, but I want to tell you, I'm seeing some things happen in these last few months. Amen. I begin to see revival start breaking out in our holiness churches. Amen. And I'm seeing some people that's overcoming that oppressing spirit. I want to tell you tonight, amen, there's some of you here, amen, you can brush it off if you want to, but you felt the oppression of the enemy. I felt him here tonight, and I'm not going to act like I ain't. Amen. There is an oppressing spirit in the land. I don't know why we take it strange, brother, all through the Bible. God, let no people of God be oppressed. Amen. How did he do it? I'm going to tell you why. It's because it's when they turn away from God and, amen, worship strange idols. But I'm going to tell you that God's going to have a people. I said God's going to have a people that ain't going to give in to that oppressing spirit, but they're going to press on through what the enemy is doing and have a breakthrough and have a revival. Stick with me. I'm going to preach to you if God will help me. Amen. Would you lift the hand and ask God to help me here tonight? This fourth king I want to talk to you about, amen, is the king of depression. Amen. If you let oppression hang around long enough, it will turn into depression. Brother Jason, I don't feel like preaching. Whether anybody else gets with me or not, it don't matter. Amen. I feel a need. I feel a burden to talk to this church tonight. Hallelujah. I said, if you let oppression hang around long enough, it will turn into depression. Hang on with me. I feel like we're going somewhere. Just buckle up and hang on and ride with me just for a little while. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, amen, depression is a real thing. Amen. Yes, it is. I thought, Brother Tommy, I heard some men years ago, amen, who didn't have a lot of wisdom begin to preach on depression. Amen. And act like that everybody that was depressed was possessed by a devil. Amen. But I want to tell you tonight, amen, that there's been a many a good men and women, amen, that have fought, amen, against that king of depression, amen, and they was not possessed by a devil. I feel like telling some person in here tonight, the devil's been trying to tell you that you're possessed, amen, but I want to let the devil know tonight, amen, you can't cross the bloodline. Hallelujah. You may speak to my mind, you may try your best, amen, to destroy us, but I've got news for you, devil. We're coming out of this thing. I said we're coming out of depression. We're coming out of the oppression, and God's going to give us the victory. Yeah. Oh my. Hallelujah. I thought, amen, some of you's probably heard me tell this, and I'm going to tell it anyhow. A few years ago, probably around 5 or 6 years ago, we was having Sunday school, had a wonderful service. And outside the church, amen, we released Sunday school. You know how it is, the kids run out, you know. I thought we're just a little old country church out there in the middle of Brown County, Indiana. I thought the kids run out. Some of the sisters, you know, started making their way out. And the sister come running in. Just please bear it with me just for a while. Amen. All right. I feel like preaching to you tonight. Amen. I really felt like a burden here. Amen. I really feel like the service would have went on over. God didn't want me to preach tonight. Amen. I really feel like this is for somebody in this place. Amen. And I thought, amen, here it was. Everybody was going out, you know, this high service, high time. We were all excited. You know, God just smooth. Everything's hunky-dory. And this sister comes running back in, screaming, come quick, it's bad, it's bad. Come, hurry, hurry. Amen. So, Brother Jason, my heart dropped. Amen. I knew my kids and went outside. And so I ran out there to see what was going on. Amen. I thank God that it wasn't my kids. Amen. But I looked out there in the middle of the road. Amen. Right there, laid a man and his wife. They were riding a motorcycle. And they crashed on the motorcycle. Amen. That man's head hit the pavement and the lady hit him and they went rolling down. Amen. Some of them in our church saw the accident happen. I thought we ran out there, me and my pastor, a few other brothers. Amen. Some of them called 911. Amen. I thought after a little while. Amen. I thought some of them went there and prayed with the lady. Amen. I thought here comes the first responders. My pastor and them went up on the hill to direct traffic. Some of the others went on. I thought the first responders got there and they started working on that man and talking with her. I heard them almost immediately. They called in 2 lifelines. Amen. I thought the lifelines were on the way. Amen. They were working on that man. They began to ask that man. They said, what's your name, sir? Amen. He slurred like this. He said, my name is Yim. Yim. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, Amen. It dawned on me, Brother Jason, who he was. Amen. And I said, Tim Cave, is that you? He said, yeah. Help me, help me. He couldn't talk right. His head had hit the pavement. He wasn't drunken. Amen. But his head had hit the pavement so hard. Amen. But his speech began to slur. Amen. I thought, he said, help me, help me. I thought, amen. I began to watch him work on him. And just so you know, amen, this man I have spent, amen, that's how bad the accident was, Brother Jason. I could not recognize who he was until he said his name. Amen. And I thought, after a little while, I ain't trying to gross nobody out or be too gruesome here, so please don't misunderstand me. I thought, amen, they begin to work on him. I know it's taking me a while, but hang on, I'll be like, God's going to help us. Oh man, we need a move of God tonight. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, I watched him work on him. Amen. I'd spent, I don't know how much time in this man's house. He worked with my dad. They were good friends. He taught my dad some guitar lessons. Amen. I thought, here he was, sinner man, laying in the road, big man. Amen. The strongest man, Brother Jason, I ever knew. Amen. He was a bull. Amen. I'm telling you, I watched as he lay there. His life so fragile. Amen. That big man. Amen. His life just seemed like it was so easy in the hands of God. I thought, amen, they begin to work on him some more. I watched that mask get filled up with blood. All them men up there working on him. All of a sudden, he stood up and he threw every one of them men off of him like they were twigs. Amen. He started walking around. I said, man, and myself, I thought, he's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. Amen. And I thought, after just a few minutes, they were begging and pleading with him, lay back down, lay back down. I thought he lay back down right there in the same place that he wrecked. And he was facing the steeple on our cross, on our church, or the cross, on our steeple of our church. And I thought, there he was facing that. Amen. I thought he began to cry out, help me. Help me, and something come on me. I said, Tim, there ain't nobody can help you now, buddy, but the Lord. A call on him. I'm telling you, I heard that man. He said, Lord, would you please help me? Amen. I'm telling you, and it was just a few minutes. I heard him call one of the lifelines off. I thought, man, his wife must be doing good. She's going to be all right. They're going to take him out of here. I thought, amen, just a few minutes, he took his last breath. Amen. The lifeline came and picked her up. Amen. They took her up there in the ambulance to the lifeline. Amen. I want to tell you, he went out into an eternity. And I said all that to say this. Amen. Something came on me. There was a fear that set in. Amen. Depression, oppression. Came into my life and it started plaguing my life and my health. Amen. The devil tried his best to destroy me. But I want to tell you, amen, after almost 3 years of fighting fear and depression, I went 2 years, Brother Tommy, almost a year. I feel like slowing down just for a minute. I went almost a year, Brother Jason, and never told nobody. Never told my wife. Never told nobody. And my wife got to noticing I wasn't sleeping. I thought, so we made a doctor's appointment. Now I went into a doctor. I know I'm slow right now. I need the Lord to help us. I made a doctor's appointment. I went in there. In that doctor's office, and I'll never forget it. My wife can tell you this. Amen. That nurse, or that lady, she looked at me, And she had the nerve to say that she didn't know I hadn't been sleeping many sleepless nights. I'm going to tell you this. Amen. I was working a full-time job then. I'd been in the same place for 15 years. Amen. Working every day. And I was going in there with zero sleep, Brother Tommy, for weeks at a time. Brother, I wouldn't sleep. Amen. The devil was tormenting my mind. I wouldn't let my kids out of my sight after that happened. I'm telling you, there's some things that can happen in our lives that will devastate us and torture our minds. Amen. But I thought, amen, that lady had the nerve to say this to me. She said, sir, are you just not wanting to work? She said, I said, ma'am, I said, with all due respect, I'm not. I never got mean with her. I kept a good attitude. God help me, because I really wanted to raise up in myself. I said, ma'am, if you could, would you sign me out? She said, no, no, no. She said, I just wanted to know if you was looking, you know, to not work. And I said, no, ma'am. I said, I got something going on I can't quite figure it out. That's why I'm here trying to figure it out. And she said, I said, but if you would, I said, would you just go ahead and let me go? She said, well, I'm going to write you a prescription. She told me that it was for pain and blood pressure is what she told me. When I got out of there, I looked it up later on and found out it wasn't. It was for anxiety and depression. Amen. And so, amen. And I'm not saying that she was wrong. Amen. But, amen, she just kind of went about the wrong way, Brother Tommy. Amen. And I thought, amen, she signed me out and I walked outside. Amen. And just a few weeks before that, amen, I was in service. Amen. And I thought I had, my heart went into AFib, having some trouble with my heart. Amen. I thought I was on my, I went back in the church because it was bothering me so bad. I couldn't hardly, my vision was blurry. Couldn't hardly see. Bear with me. I feel like I'm preaching. If it's just for one person, amen, that's who I'm a preaching to tonight. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, I went back and laid on the couch, amen, at the church in the fellowship hall. A good brother come back there and sat with me, said, Brother David, I think it's time, with your heart being like that, I think it's time you go to the hospital. So I got up and I started to go to the hospital. Two good sisters, amen, came out, amen, followed me and my wife out to the car. They said, I feel like praying for you before you go. Amen. As they begin to pray, amen, the Holy Ghost fell in the parking lot. She began to speak in tongues, and the interpretation came. And it said this, said, my son, I seen the sleepless nights. I want to tell you, I never told nobody that. Amen. I knew right then God was a talking to me. Said, I seen the sleepless nights. And say, what you're going through, amen, you're going to tell it all over the land. I didn't even know I was going to be evangelizing them. Said, you're going to tell it all over the land. And said, when you've been tried in the fire, you're going to come forth like pure gold. And said, thousands upon thousands are going to be delivered from this same thing that you're going through. I want to tell you, you know what I've done? I closed the car door and I went back in the church house, and I tried my best to stand on the word of God. But I thought, I went to the doctor those few weeks later, and I went in there, she told me that. I walked out of that hospital, Brother Jason, I threw both hands up in the air and I said, Lord, now you said that you were going to deliver me to stand upon your word. I said, God, I'm doing the best I can, but I feel like I'm going to break. I'm telling you, about that time my phone went off in my pocket. Amen. A brother from Kentucky who I never told anything about. Amen. Said, Brother, I was just praying for you and your face come before me. And said, the Lord said to tell you what you're going through. Amen. When you come through it, you're going to be trying in the fire, but you're going to come forth like pure gold. And said, what you're going through, you're going to preach it to thousands upon thousands, and they're going to be delivered from this, almost word for word. And I'm telling you, I knew right then God was going to bring me through it. I'm telling you, there is a king of depression, but I want to tell this church tonight, there's victory for the depressed, there's victory for the oppressed, there's victory for those that are fearing, there's victory for those that are in doubt. I'm telling you tonight, there's a God in heaven that wants to run that king out of here. Yes. Lift your hands and magnify the Lord. I'm going to try to quit if I can. Almost a year went by. This is, you know, going on 3 years. Facing this. Amen. Brother Joey Holden come to our church one night. Lord, strengthen my voice tonight. Brother Joe Holden come to our church one night. He said, man, he said, I went through a period where something attacked my mind. He was preaching. Amen. He said, I had my wife rush me to the hospital. I done the same thing. He said, the devil had me convinced I was dying. Amen. But he said, one night, God, deliver me. I'm telling you, Brother Jason, amen, that night I knew it was my night. Amen. And when he made that altar call, I ran to that altar. Amen. And I want to tell you, amen, I don't know how long ago it's been exactly now, but God has delivered me from fear and anxiety and depression. And I feel like telling somebody in this place, tonight can be your night. I said tonight is the night to put the devil to flight. I said tonight could be your night. You've been a facing that. You've been a laying in your bed a sleepless night, but I hear the voice of the Lord saying, I'll deliver you tonight. If you come, I got the victory for you. Oh, let me just preach just a little bit longer. All right. Amen. I told you to stick with me. I'm trying to get going here. Amen. Seem like, amen, hallelujah, the devil's fought this service. Amen. Yes, some people felt the Lord. I'm telling you, I felt a hindrance in this place. And so the fifth king I'm not to tell you about, I left it open to whatever your need is. Amen. So Joshua and his men had just conquered Ai and Achan, and the Bible said they rolled the stone over the door. Amen. And when they rolled the stone over the mouth of the cave, amen, they went on to the battle. And after the battle was done, the Bible said they came back to Mecca, to where Joshua was. Amen. And Joshua told those men, he said, now go and take the stone away from the door. I'm telling you, amen, tonight God can roll the stones. I said God can roll the stones. Amen. I'm telling you, I know, amen, people are going to think I'm crazy. Amen. But I don't really care what people think at the time anymore. I'm telling you, he said, now bring out those five kings unto me. Amen. They brought them five kings out. And I tell you this, I know how the Bible reads, but can I just tell you, sometimes my mind, it runs wild when I read the book of God. I believe, amen, as I read this, I could almost see as they bring that first king out, amen, and they put him up there, amen, to where he was. Come here, Brother Jason. I ain't trying to work nothing up, amen, but I can almost see, as he said, ye men of Israel, put your foot up on the neck of this king. I want to tell you, can you see that king of fear? Amen. Right now, that's been a plague in some of you, and trying to make itself look big than what it, bigger than what it really is. I feel like telling you tonight, it don't look like he's got much power right now. Why? Because God has put him under our feet.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. I can almost see that second king. Amen. Come here, sister. Amen. If you would help me just for a minute. I can almost see that second king of doubt. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Painter, you got a word from the Lord last night. Amen. I believe the devil was trying to make you doubt. Amen. But God moved in this place. Amen. You know what I feel like telling you, sissy? Put your foot on that king's neck. Amen. It's time to conquer this king of fear and doubt. I'm telling you, I can almost see those men of Israel as their confidence start rising up. Amen. Here they pull out that third king, Brother Tommy. Amen. Thank you, sis. That king of oppression. Amen. That king that's been a plague in some of you. And I wonder if you'd be honest right now in this service. Amen. If oppression has been a bothering you, why don't you come up to how many takers? I'm telling you, there's a king of oppression that has come in the land. I'm telling you, he's trying to keep some of you in your seat right now. Trying to say, amen, everybody's going to be looking at you. Everybody's going to be talking about you. I'm telling you what I'd do. I'd go overcome that king of oppression. And I'd put my foot right on his neck. Amen. And get the victory. Honey, I ain't got no taker, so come on, help me out. Bear with me. Woo. Hallelujah. Can I tell you this? Oh, Mama, I don't mind me saying this. My wife, as a young lady, fought depression and anxiety. I ain't trying to badmouth her parents, so please don't take me wrong. But her parents said, "You're such a young kid. What do you have so much to be worried about? What is it that's so crazy in your life for you to be acting like that?" You know what they done? They took my wife. Amen. They put her on anxiety and depression medicine. Listen, if somebody's on that tonight, I sure ain't trying to put you down. Amen. So don't misunderstand me. Amen. I believe there's a place for some things, all right? There's people that's got things wrong, you know, and I'm not trying. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to preach this in the wrong way. I thought, amen, me and my wife got together, and it wasn't very long, Brother Jason. One of the first things she done was took that medicine and put it in the trash. Did you put it in the toilet and flush it? I can't remember. She got rid of it either way. Amen. I want to tell you something. We've been married now 15 years. Been together almost 18, right? Am I telling it right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Lord, I about got, brother, I might get myself in trouble here preaching more than one way than one. Can I tell you this? I'm not telling you the devil ain't never tried her. And I can tell you right now, y'all just took that from her. Whew. Y'all ain't helping me right now. I'm telling you why you ain't helping me. There's some of you sitting right here under the sound of my voice that's a fighting these things. Fighting it right now where you're sitting. Hallelujah. She overcame. Amen. That king of oppression. Amen. I want to thank you, honey. Amen. I want to tell you there's another one. That king of depression. I wonder tonight if somebody be real with their self and say, amen, I've been fighting that king of depression. Amen. It's been haunting me at nighttime. I've been laying awake at night. I've been needing God to move. Can I tell you tonight? Amen. There is a God that can deliver you out of that depression state you're in. And God can put your foot up on that king's neck. And you can walk out of here tonight with the victory in your heart. Yeah. have somebody. Nobody? Nobody. Oh, I got one.
Thank God.
Well, don't that sound like somebody that's got their foot upon his neck tonight? I'm telling you, amen, this fifth king, amen, I left it open to what your need is. Amen, and I'm telling you, I believe there's many needs in this place. Amen, there's kings that's plaguing you. Hey, come on, lift your hands towards heaven and ask God to help us here in this altar call. I want to tell you tonight, amen, amen, Joshua didn't stop there. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you come here, Brother Kevin? Will you help me just for a minute? Can I use that door? Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Just stand here with me and face the people just for a minute. Come here. Amen. So, amen. After they had put their feet on them five kings' necks, amen, Joshua didn't stop there. He said, now, amen, he slayed them with the sword. Amen. And when he got done, he hung them, the Bible said, upon five trees. Amen. Until the evening of that day. Amen. There they was. Can I tell you what I really feel like he was doing? I feel like he was letting the devil know, listen, God told us that any enemy that faces against us, amen, we could conquer them. And we were going to overcome them. And can I tell you, I feel like that's what he was saying. Amen, as they were hanging there in them trees. Buddy, you mess with us, amen, and God's going to take you out. You know what I feel like telling the devil tonight? You've been plaguing God's people. But I feel like tonight that God's fixing to give some people of the victory over the devil. Hold him up there. Here they was hanging in the trees. Amen. But Joshua didn't stop there. Amen. He said, go take them down. Take them down, if you will. Amen. Can I tell you this? Amen. Quit putting the devil up there on a pedestal. Amen. He don't belong there. Amen. When he came in, caused Adam and Eve to sin in the garden. Amen. He let them know that I'm putting him down upon the ground, and he's going to lick the dust, amen, for the rest of his days. I'm telling you, I'm so sick and tired of hearing people say, man, the devil's been beating me up. Amen. I'm telling you, when you got a testimony, don't tell what the devil's done to you. Tell about what God's done, how God's brought you out, how God's given a victory. I'm telling you, it's time to put your foot upon his neck. Joshua didn't stop there. I'm telling you, nobody's helped me, so I'm just going to preach. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, Joshua said, now, take that man. Take those kings. Open that door for me, Brother Painter. Grab that king for me. Amen. He said, now, amen, put him back in the cave. Amen. Will you toss him in there? Amen. Hallelujah. So they put him back in the cave. But can I tell you, he didn't stop there? Amen. You know what he said? He said, now, roll the stone back over the cat mouth of the cave. Go shut that door. I'm telling you, I'm going to say this. Amen. I go around preaching revival after revival. I see people get delivered, and I come back. Amen. And they're bound by the same thing that God set them free from. I'm telling you what Joshua said. He said, roll that stone back over the mouth of that cave. And let me tell you what the Bible said. It said that the stone remains there until this very day. I feel like telling somebody, shut the door on that thing once and for all, and claim the victory. Amen. To the name of Jesus. I said, to the name of Jesus. I believe healing's in this place. I believe deliverance is in this place. I believe God's one to touch and heal. Yes. Honey, make your way. I felt the Holy Ghost touch me 2 or 3 times right here. Just say this, and I'm going to say it. Brother Jason, people are going to think I'm a million miles away. I'm just going to tell you this. If you got a long tongue tonight, I'd hush that thing up. I felt it come on me 2 or 3 times, Brother Jason. I try to brush it off just a few times. I want to tell you that mouth is full of deadly poison. And that tongue, amen, is full of deadly poison. Woo! I'm telling you, people get nervous when you talk like this, when you preach like this. I'm telling you, if you want something from God, why don't you start lifting up the name of Jesus? Why don't you start lifting your brother and sister up and start trying to cut them down? I'm telling you tonight, you can leave here with a victory. I said you can leave here with a victory in your heart, in your soul. Ain't nobody told me nothing. And I tell you what I'm about to feel like doing. I'm about to feel like putting my foot right down on his head. Hallelujah. Ain't that what the Lord done? Amen. He bruised his heel. Amen. I said he bruised his head. Amen. With his heel. I'm telling you tonight, we need unity. We need the victory. Wow. I'd put that king under your foot. Say, man, you missed it. You can say whatever you want to. You take it up with God. You take it up with God. I didn't get this message out of a book. I didn't get this message off the internet. I got this message on my knees. Amen. Calling on King Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Tonight. Why you got the chance. Why you got the opportunity. I'm telling you what I'd do. I'd put my foot on his neck once and for all. And I'd close the door on him. Hallelujah. I say I'd close the door on him. I'd for good. What's it going to be? One more night. And Brother Jason, don't stop me. Told him, I said, should have told me I had another night because I could flop tonight. Amen. We still got one more. Hallelujah. I want to ask you, amen, tonight. We've been having a move of God. The devil's fighting this service. Amen. Seemed like we was right there. Right there. Right there. And we just held back. Held back. Held back. Amen. But I want to tell you tonight, the devil liked to stop this revival. But I like what Brother Jason said. Revival ain't just in this meeting, but it's right here in our heart. Hey, I would to God that somebody would get so on fire. Amen. That revival wouldn't go out. Amen. It's a fire. Amen. Wouldn't go out. What are you trying to say? I'm trying to tell you tonight, the devil came to hinder, but God come to give it a revival. I'm going to open this altar. Woo! Man, I'm going back here. I'm trying to get away from it, but I'm going back here. Buddy, I'm telling you, you got a problem with that tongue tonight. I'd get rid of that thing tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. I'd close the door on that. I said I'd close the door on that. Amen. Oh, man. I'm going to tell something. quit. I'm going to kill the whole service right here. There was a man that lived, amen, when me and her first got married, we lived in a town called Columbus, Indiana. It amazed me, Brother Jason. I drove by this house for probably 30 years. Well, it was my parents, at least 30, well, my whole life. Let's just put it that way. My whole life went by this house. Something amazed me about this house. Man, I'm telling you, I feel the Lord. Whether anybody else does, I'm feeling good. I'm trying to quit. I drove by this house. Amen. This guy had a sign in his yard. Amen. It said, a thief on a limb. Amen. Tree service. Amen. I thought, my wife, and she's laughing. She knows what I'm getting ready to say. This man, Brother Tommy, amen. I don't know what happened, but 40 years at least, that sign stood out there. And what happened, Brother Jason, as far as I could tell, he had a deal go wrong. Amen. With somebody that was supposed to do tree work with him. And so he put his name out there on a big billboard, letting everybody know that there was a thief on a limb, a tree service that had done him wrong. Up for 40 years, Brother Tommy. Amen. I just tell you, I don't know for sure what happened. Amen. But I just kind of feel like that guy passed away here not too long ago. Why you say that? I'll tell you why. I went by about 2 months ago and the sign was gone. So either he got that out of his heart or he took it to the grave. I feel like telling you tonight, you better not take that to the grave. Woo! I said you better not take that to the grave. Woo! Hey! Hallelujah! I said I wouldn't take that to my grave. Hallelujah! Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost of heaven. I'm touching your life. I'm touching right where you are. Let God heal that tonight. I feel like I'm stepping on somebody's toes. Woo! Oh my. I'm trying, Brother Jason. Amen. Where you at? You're in this place. You're going to let God give you the victory over that. You're going to let him deliver you of that. You're going to take it to your grave. Hallelujah. I said, you're going to let God give you the victory of that. Say, man, you're a preacher. Yeah, I'm a preacher. Amen. Yes, I'm a waiting on you. You're waiting on me. I'm a waiting on you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I don't care what it is. I left that fifth king open. If I needed a healing, if I needed deliverance, if I needed whatever it is, amen, I run to this altar and I put my foot on that thing. I'm one step for all. I'm telling you, I feel the glory of God has came in this place to deliver. I'm done. This altar's open. Who wants it? Who wants it tonight? Why don't you come gather in? Amen. I'm just going to call everybody in since nobody's coming. Everybody that will come, let God help you tonight.
Down at the bottom of the sea, Lord.
Down at the bottom of the sea.
devil is the freedom of fire.
The devil is the freedom of fire.
The devil is the freedom of fire. It's down in the marrow of my bones, Lord. Way down in the marrow of my bones, Lord. It's down, down, down in the marrow of my bones. I got the devil under my feet.
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 It's down in the marrow of my bones, Lord.
Down in the bottom of my bones, Lord.
It's down in the marrow of my bones, Lord.
It's down in the bottom of my bones, Lord.
It's down, down, down in the marrow of my bones. Well, I got the devil under my feet.
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 Holy Ghost holds him down. Holds him down there.
Holy Ghost holds him down there.
It's down, down, down under my feet. Oh, I got the victory under the blood.
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 It's down at the bottom of the sea, Lord.
Down at the bottom of the sea, Lord.
Way down at the bottom of the sea, Lord.
Down at the bottom of the sea, Lord.
Under my feet,
I got the devil under my feet.
I got the devil under my feet.
I got the devil under my feet.
Holy Ghost holds him down there.
Holy Ghost holds him down there.
The Holy Ghost holds him down there.
Holy Ghost holds him down there.
Down, down, down under my feet.